Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders have finalized the details on a $138 billion state budget and say they're on track to meet the April 1st deadline, which is tomorrow. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, the budget, which would be voted on later today, includes a multi-step plan that could lower property taxes, $340 million for schools to start pre-K programs, and a limited test program for public campaign financing.
Cuomo, speaking after the budget was finally closed down, says he's pleased that he convinced the legislature to adopt his multi-step plan that could lead to reduced property taxes.
I believe the single most transformative component of the budget is a property tax program. It's a property tax credit to homeowners, which is linked to a local government performance and efficiency plan.
The plan requires local governments to hold the line on spending and consolidate services. If the localities and school districts cooperate, then homeowners would receive a rebate check in the mail shortly before Election Day. Schools will see a $1.1 billion increase in state aid in the budget, and $340 million will be devoted to starting pre-K programs, with a commitment to keep that level of funding for 5 years. New York City will receive $300 million. Upstate and Long Island will split the remaining $40 million. Senate Independent Democratic Conference leader Jeff Klein, who rules the Senate in a coalition with the Republicans, spoke as the final agreement was being reached.
We're looking forward to having a fully funded universal pre-K program in the state of New York.
Charter schools will get more money and help with paying for classroom space, and there will be a 2-year moratorium on the effects of the new Common Core tests on students. The governor and lawmakers also agreed on an ethics package. It will increase investigations of campaign finance violations and strengthen penalties for bribery and corruption. In exchange, Cuomo says he's agreed to disband his Moreland Act commission that was in the midst of investigating alleged wrongdoing by lawmakers.
If this package is adopted, then I would end the Moreland Commission.
The budget also includes a pilot program for public campaign financing. It will apply only to the state controller's race for the 2014 election cycle. The money for a matching small donor program would come from the controller's own unclaimed deposits fund. Bill Mahoney with the New York Public Interest Research Group says he's disappointed that the governor, who he says is the most prodigious fundraiser in New York, will not be included in the public campaign finance system.
There's no changes to his limits that have let him receive ridiculous amounts of money from large donors.
Cuomo has raised $33 million so far for his reelection effort. Advocates have not given up yet, though, and Senator Klein in a statement says he'll continue to push for a more comprehensive public finance system between now and April 1st. Cuomo says he, too, wanted a more robust system, but he blames Republicans who co-lead the Senate with Senator Klein for resisting the measure. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.